This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Brad Smith, attorney at law of the Ken Nunn Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Smith, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Jan Johnson, please note the following medical letter, period. Jan is J-A-N, Johnson is J-O-H-N-S-O-N. On August 3rd, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, including several years past medical records, comma. The accident report, comma. And took the history directly from the patient via telephone, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 75-year-old female, height 5 foot 4 inches tall, weight 160 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about February 15, 2022, period. The patient was a driver with her seat belt on, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury on a highway when another vehicle pulled out in front, forcing the collision, period. Her vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. The patient was jerked, period. She states the steering wheel hit her chest and chin, period. She had immediate pain in her right arm, comma, right shoulder, comma. Neck, comma, low back, comma, hip, comma, and later headaches, period. Despite adequate treatment present day, she is still experiencing headaches, and it is quite unpleasant, period. New paragraph. Her headaches are described as intermittent, period. They occur approximately 3 to 4 days per week, period. The duration of each episode is 3 to 4 hours, period. It is located in the frontal forehead region, period. It is non-radiating, period. The quality of pain is described as just a severe pain, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient was that an ambulance that day took her to IU Health in Bloomington, period. She had tests, including x-rays, in CAT scans, she was released, period. She followed up with her internal medicine specialist, Dr. Bomba, B-O-M-B-A, period. She followed up with him a few days later. She also saw a massage therapist one time, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. Yard work, comma, walking over 2 blocks, comma, bending, comma, and reading over 30 minutes, period. New paragraph. Medications include metformin, comma, blood pressure medicines, comma, cholesterol medicines, comma, thyroid medicines, comma, and a baby aspirin, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition is she is tolerating the pain, but she hates to take any type of medication, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for hypertension, comma, diabetes, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, and hypothyroidism, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history is positive for tonsillectomy, comma, appendectomy, comma, hysterectomy, comma, and back surgery in 2010, period. New paragraph. Her occupation is that she is a manager of apartments, period. She works full-time but has to work with the headaches that are causing a great deal of dysfunction, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient has never had headaches in the past, period. The patient has never had concussions in the past, period. The patient has not been involved in serious automobile accidents in the past, period. The patient has not had work injuries in the past, period. New paragraph. At this time, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent medical records, period. Emergency room report at IU Bloomington, dated February 15th, 2022, states 74-year-old female Caucasian who presents to the emergency room department via EMS, secondary to motor vehicle accident, period. She was driving her Toyota Zion, that's Z-I-O-N, on her way to work, period. A big sedan struck her vehicle on the passenger side, period. She is unsure if she struck her head. However, she denies any loss of consciousness, period. She complains of headache, comma, right-sided neck pain, comma, right shoulder pain, comma, right lower back and hip pain, period. They administered fentanyl IV push, which is a very strong narcotic, period. They did diagnostic studies, including x-rays of the shoulder, x-rays of the pelvis and hip, x-rays of the lumbar spine, x-rays of the radius and ulna, and CT of the cervical spine, which were negative for fractures, period. Their assessment was, number one, motor vehicle accident, number two, cervical sprain, number three, lumbar sprain, number four, pain of the shoulder after trauma, period. They gave her prescriptions for ibuprofen and methocarbamol, period. Outpatient primary care reports, February 21st, 2022. Chief complaint was in an MVA and has a headache for over a week, period. Positive automobile accident six days ago where she was broadsided on the passenger side, period. Since the accident, she has had a persistent frontal headache, period. Their assessment was concussion, and they put her on amitriptyline at night and Fiorasset for her headaches. Another ambulatory primary care progress note, March 11th, 2022, states continued pain throughout her body and headache after having an MVA, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and taking the patient's history, I have found that all her treatment is outlined above, and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of February 15th, 2022, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are, number one, post-traumatic cephalgia and concussion syndrome, number two, right arm trauma, number three, right shoulder strain, number four, cervical trauma, comma, strain, comma, and sprain, number five, lumbar and hip trauma and sprain, period. The above five diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident of February 15th, 2022, period. Diagnoses two to five have all resolved, period. Diagnosis number one with post-traumatic cephalgia and concussion syndrome is permanent, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering an impairment rating, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, utilizing table 13-18, the patient qualifies for a 3% whole body impairment, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include probable injections for the headaches at an estimated cost of $3,500, period. The patient is adamant that she does not want to take oral medications. However, if she should change her mind, estimated cost of these medications would be $75 a month for the remainder of her life, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records as well as taken the history directly from the patient, but I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.